Welcome to this week's edition of the Finance News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estrotori, reporting on key industry headlines from the past 7 days. We start with some troubling news for Generation X. A report by Natixis Investment Managers reveals the pervasive struggles of this generation's retirement savings, grappling with two main villains, inflation and debt. A significant 31% are uncertain about their retirement funds, while 48% fear depleting these funds. A staggering 69% view inflating costs as a major obstacle when planning for retirement. Public debt is another contributor to this worry, with a 77% expressing concerns about its effect on potential benefits. With these daunting issues, it's unsurprising that 56% are seeking professional financial advice. Meanwhile, a growing 49% show an inclination towards digital platforms for financial advice. Moving on, this week Australian businesses were dealt a $1.9 billion blow thanks to increasing card scheme fees. There's an uptick of 43% over the last year. These fees are levied by card networks like Visa and MasterCard during card transactions, and this alarming surge has outpaced the growth in card usage by 16%. The Reserve Bank of Australia is ruminating on regulatory measures like defaulting to the cheapest card network in response to these unchecked fee increases. The crescendoing demand for clarity on these fees is set to take center stage at the RBA's impending review. In the world of digital currencies, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, as many of us know it, isn't holding back on its regulatory efforts. ASIC has appealed a federal court decision involving BlockEarner, an Australian digital asset exchange. Despite receiving a guilty verdict for offering unlicensed financial services, the commission deems BlockEarner's honest conduct inadequate. ASIC seeks a penalty of $350,000 in appeal costs, showcasing its stern stance on regulatory compliance in Australia's financial sector. Finally, the Reserve Bank of Australia has kept the cash rate steady at 4.35% amidst ripples of inflationary uncertainty. Core inflation has seen a year-on-year increase of 4.1%, with a cautious outlook eyeing a 2-3% target by mid-2025. With various economic signals and hesitant recovery, experts predict no interest cuts until clearer trends materialize. That wraps up this week's finance news. I'm Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online. For more updates, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Keep an eye on your finances and see you next Sunday.